Another day, another data leak. Except Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News, this is not a very recent data leak, but a leak about the fact that there was a big data leak at Uber, what, just over a year ago?
Yeah, quite right. Sometime during 2016, and actually more sinister than a leak, was though they're telling us it was a hack. The actual term used by Uber to describe it is inappropriately accessed, that two people that you did not work for the company had inappropriately accessed their data stored on a third-party cloud-based service. Now, what they're telling us is that 57 million of their riders' records had been accessed, as well as some of the drivers that work for the particular company, but they're based in the States. But 57 million of their riders around the world, their data had been accessed, but this included it was details related to their names, email addresses, and cell phone numbers. But perhaps what everyone's wondering, it was not credit card details and bank card details. So the response from Uber is, don't panic. They're telling their riders there's nothing that they have to do. There's nothing they need to do. We understand that Uber had, in fact, at the time, tracked down the two people who had inappropriately accessed their account. It was agreed that they would delete or destroy this information. And this was apparently done. And they've identified no fraudulent or misuse activity related to the data.
And those 57 million would include all or most of the South African people who've taken rides with Uber?
We're not getting a breakdown of exactly who and where and which countries. I have spoken to Uber South Africa, but they're not commenting. This is being handled by Uber head office in the United States. But we have a fair idea that there are many South Africans who use this particular service, so certainly they would be affected. But I think we need to take the cue from Uber themselves saying what kind of data was accessed and how it was identified, and that it's not the kind of data that could be easily used. Of course, any data can be used for abuse, but this particular information cannot be easily used for fraud and abuse. And they're seemingly confident, they've got their own forensic expert people in, saying that there's nothing that needs to be done at this stage by the end users.
Okay, well, I'm not sure how much we should trust that, but that's what they're saying. And it's further evidence of just how unsafe any kind of supposedly secure storage of data is. Barry Bateman, thank you very much.